Welcome to the Who's Counting podcast with Cleta Mitchell, the podcast about America's elections. Welcome to this episode of Who's Counting with Cleta Mitchell. This is a podcast about all things having to do with elections in America, how elections are supposed to be run, how often they're not run the way they're supposed to be, and what you as citizens, we as citizens, can do about it. This is a special week in America. It is the Memorial Day week. To stop and just reflect for a moment about what Memorial Day means, it was first started after the Civil War as a commemoration of those who gave their lives for their country in the Civil War. The official birthplace of Memorial Day is Waterloo, New York, which celebrated the first Memorial Day on May 5th of 1866. For decades, Memorial Day, which came to be known as Decoration Day, was celebrated on May 30th of each year. The tradition and rituals included decorating the graves of soldiers killed in service to their country with flags, wreaths, and other American memorabilia. Then in 1971, Congress designated the last Monday in May as the date on which Americans would celebrate and remember their fallen soldiers, those who gave their lives in defense of America's founding principles. So what are those founding principles? It's time, I think, a good time, this Memorial Day, to reflect on what those founding principles are. The Declaration of Independence declares that those principles are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Declaration of Independence also provides that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Our Constitution establishes that we as citizens exercise and give our consent and withdraw our consent through elections. And it is that founding principle that we in the Election Integrity Network are fighting to protect, to defend the ability of Americans of all political persuasions to give and withdraw their consent to those who enact government policies at every level of government, local, state, and national. So what are those principles about elections? Here are some that we believe in at the Election Integrity Network. The electoral system must be developed and administered in such a way as to make certain that all citizens and only citizens of these United States are eligible and able to vote. Voting is not only a right, but it is also a responsibility of citizenship. Voting systems and procedures must be transparent and elections conducted in a way to uphold those who administer the elections accountable for complying with the law. We believe in the rule of law and that the rule of law must apply to elections. And that means that the voting, verification, and tabulating processes must be open to the public so that we can review and watch and hold accountable those who administer our elections. We believe that the legislatures of the states have primary responsibility for enacting the election codes of the states, not Congress and not courts of law. It is the legislatures who have primary responsibility, and we uphold that principle at every step. The voting system must ensure that only legally eligible citizens are casting ballots and that illegal ballots are not counted or allowed to skew election outcomes. We believe that all ballots should be received by the time the polls close on Election Day in order to be counted, with accommodation in order to accommodate military voters and their dependents, but only those very narrow exceptions. We believe that every voting system must be constantly reviewed to identify and correct vulnerabilities where bad actors might be able to influence the outcome of the election process. We believe that voting should take place, where at all possible, in supervised settings where protections against undue influence and partisan maneuvering cannot be used to influence or pervert the ability of voters to cast their ballot in accordance with their views and protected by their secret ballot. We believe that far too much voting is taking place in America today beyond the supervision of precinct and election officials and observers, and that hurts the most vulnerable voters in our society. We believe that election laws must be followed, not ignored by election administrators or executives or judges. There must be accountability when the election statutes are disregarded. We believe that we should reinstate the notion of election day, eliminating this idea of election season or election months. We believe that when that happens, that the focus on campaigns and candidates and issues is disregarded, and the focus becomes instead on convenience. That is not a principle of proper exercise of citizenship responsibilities. And we believe that election day should have meaning, and that the voting should occur in as close a proximity to election day as possible. We believe that polling places should be located at facilities and at venues that are closest to the people who live and vote in that particular area. We believe that these super venues with centralized polling centers should be a last resort, and that states should return to local precincts as the venue for voting. We believe that polling places should never be located on the premises of a partisan controlled entity or at a location where one party stands to benefit as opposed to all other parties and candidates. That is not a fair election process. And we believe that every election office should review its polling places to make certain that election results in that jurisdiction are not being skewed simply by virtue of where the polling places are located. We believe that there should be systematic and random reviews and audits of the election systems, of the elections, of the procedures, and that the materials and ballot images and cast vote records should be available for public inspection and review. And we believe that audits should be conducted by independent auditors, not by some technique or trick called a risk-limiting audit, but by a real audit following standardized auditing procedures so that citizens can have the confidence that every election is conducted in accordance with the law and proper procedures. We believe that voter registration rolls must be accurate and regularly reviewed, corrected, and maintained. We must clean the voter rolls of this country because of the number of outdated and illegal registrations that populate the voter rolls. We must make special efforts to protect the vulnerable voters in our society. Those people who live in nursing homes, in group homes, in other residential facilities, as well as our military voters. We have to protect these voters from unscrupulous political operatives who see those voters as the opportunity to collect a lot of votes and essentially steal the ballots and the votes of those who are most vulnerable. We believe that citizens are an important part of the election process. We welcome all citizen engagement in the election process, and we urge election officials and administrators to also welcome the involvement and engagement of citizens overseeing the election process. For far too long, the election system has been run by professionals and, frankly, by political operatives bankrolled by billionaires who have a design on our election system that is not ensuring the equality of all ballots cast and counted in our election system. We now have many, many thousands of Americans who are giving of their time and their efforts and their intelligence and their experience to try to improve and protect the integrity of our election system. The bottom line is that citizens have a right and a responsibility to get involved in the election process and our voting and election systems. So as we celebrate this Memorial Day and those who've given their lives for this country and its principles of freedom, we thank all of those many tens of thousands of volunteers who are engaged in election integrity work in every state and thousands of communities across the country. So as we celebrate America, I personally want to thank all of those volunteers, the patriots who are dedicating so much of their time to restoring our election systems. These patriots are not engaged because they're being paid by billionaires intent upon changing America's election system, but these people are the true patriots in this day and time who are intent upon ensuring that elections are fair, honest, and legal. So the volunteers in the Election Integrity Network, to all of you, the many, many local election task forces, the many state coalitions, the working groups, the people all over the country engaged in this tedious but very important work, we say thank you. Thank you for all that you do. And we encourage anybody who is interested in saving our elections and working in the process, go to our website. Go to www.whoscounting.us and sign up. Get involved. Help your state, your locality, your county, your city, your local election office know that you are there to oversee and support and help ensure that a legal election is being conducted in your area. So to all of you, we say God bless you for all that you do, and God bless this great United States of America. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Who's Counting with Cleta Mitchell, the podcast about America's elections. Please help us fight big tech censorship. Like and subscribe to this podcast and be sure to share it with your friends. You can become part of this election integrity movement by signing up to join the Election Integrity Network. Go to whoscounting.us. The Who's Counting podcast is produced by the Election Integrity Network.